Loma Linda, California, April 13, 1908. Dr. Rubel, Tacoma Park Station, Washington. Dear Doctor, I regret that I cannot be with you in this special council of the General Conference Committee, as I presume some attention will be given to the question of advanced medical work in our schools. Loma Linda has been pushing forward in this line, in harmony with the light which has been coming to us for a number of years, and especially since the purchase of this institution and the establishment of the work at Washington. It has seemed to us that the Lord is calling for an advanced medical evangelistic training at both of these centers. We have also felt that there was more or less lack of understanding as to just what is called for in this advanced medical educational move. Some have felt, and have so expressed themselves, that all that is called for is what we have been attempting in our sanitarium nurses' training schools, with perhaps more Bible instruction and field experience added. Others have felt that there should be a more advanced training in theory and practice, both in the science of the healing art, as associated with the work of the third angel's message, and possibly become so recognized that those who graduate and could secure state recognition would be at liberty to practice the healing art the same as other physicians. Others have seen no place for a medical school short of a thoroughly qualified institution to compete with the medical colleges of the world. We will designate these various ideas as numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4. Proposition number 1 is everywhere recognized among us. It is a work in a measure at least understood. The nature, place, and work of number 2 are beginning to be recognized by many. It is readily seen that for foreign missionaries to be qualified with an advanced training in the healing art, to be capable of diagnosing common diseases, and applying what we call rational treatments, would greatly increase their usefulness in the work. This is the work that was recommended at the medical convention held at Loma Linda, that the Loma Linda College of Evangelists should strengthen its faculty to carry forward. This work was also endorsed at the Pacific Union Conference held at St. Helena a few months ago, and it was there recommended that the Union Conference and the General Conference unite in helping to carry forward this work, particularly in the way of furnishing the school with such instructors as were available. As the legislature of California has opened the way for the students of such a school as the Loma Linda College of Evangelists to be legally recognized to practice sanitarium methods of healing, or rational remedies, some have felt that it would be wise to have the school chartered under the law that such students as complete the entire 3 years course and whose qualifications enable them to pass the state examinations might be free to work as other recognized physicians. That is, they could hold positions in our institutions and comply with all the requirements of the law. This we would designate as Proposition number 3. Otherwise, no matter how well qualified they may be to do the work, they would of necessity have to labor as nurses under the direction of legally qualified physicians. Our understanding of the testimonies is that while thousands are to be quickly qualified for thorough medical evangelistic work, some must qualify to labor as physicians. We have been instructed again and again to make the school as strong as possible for the qualification of nurses and physicians, and the opening of a way for its recognition, with no thought or effort on our part, and especially in view of the fact that California heretofore had been one of the most difficult states for medical practitioners to gain recognition in, seemed to us a divine providence, coming as it did the next year after we had started our school. The battle was fought by the osteopaths, but the legislature then threw the gate wide open for any school whose requirements for entrance to the medical course were equal to a high school preparation on the 10 fundamental branches that underlie medical education. Materia medica and surgery are both thrown out, so that a good, thorough school of hygiene or rational practice of medicine would have no difficulty in being recognized in this state. And should our school be recognized here, its students would have a vantage ground from which to secure recognition in other states, the same as the osteopaths are being recognized. Their healing art is fast being recognized in all the states, but they have had to fight their way to the front with everything against them. Their opening the way will evidently make it easier, for a time at least, for other reputable methods of healing to become recognized. It certainly was a great misfortune that the American Medical Missionary College was launched under cover of the regular schools, rather than under the banner of the healing art embodied in the third angel's message. And it seems to some of us that we shall make the same mistake they did if we undertake to follow their example in establishing a medical school whose very standard, if it is at all maintained, means commercialism from first to last. Or else the students who graduate from the school will lose their castes and standing with those who are following the medical practice of the present day. Not so with a new school which makes its own standard and wins its way by its merit. And that standard, if we understand the messages coming to us, is missionary, warp and woof, with the mercenary spirit entirely eliminated. Hence the name chosen, Medical Evangelists. We should like to be present at your councils and hear your discussion of this question. It is extremely interesting to us, from the fact that we have had to face the issue and set ourselves to solving it, or else turn down some of the plainest messages from the servant of the Lord that we have ever received. We realize that the question is more or less hazy to all, and possibly some see no light in giving it special consideration at this time. But we are of the opinion that God is calling this denomination to a reorganization of its medical work as truly as He called a few years ago for a reorganization of the educational work. Hence, we are moving forward in the best light we can obtain. We are anxious for your counsel and cooperation. We do not wish to be in the position of running ahead of others in this matter, and shall be glad for your counsel and advice. We only write thus fully that our plans and position and work may be clearly understood. We are perfectly willing to content ourselves for the present with working out the plan and developing persons of ability to carry on work as medical evangelists. If it is thought wise to lay aside the thought of legal recognition of the students when they have completed their course, we are willing to wait, but we feel most deeply that, in the light of the opportunities in California, the question of establishing a school whose whole influence and teaching shall be to qualify physicians to practice the distinctive healing art of the third angel's message shall be given careful consideration by those who are interested in this subject and able to judge of the merits of the question. I am sure that as soon as the question comes up, the first thought will be of a superficial medical education that would be a disgrace to the work of the message, unless we can establish the fourth proposition, that is, a fully equipped medical school after the world's idea, which could become a member of the Association of American Medical Colleges. I do not believe we should for a moment give countenance to anything of this sort. If much that is now embodied in the medical schools of the world is as useless as the maxims of the scribes and Pharisees, and if there are intricate studies that are a positive injury to the mind of the student, disqualifying him for the work he should do, and again, if much of their course is mere rubbish, would a medical school eliminating these useless things from its work and adding that most helpful, healing agency, the influence of the gospel of Christ as revealed in the study of the scriptures, combined with rational remedies and the 10 fundamental branches taught in harmony therewith, would such a school become superficial simply because it stood alone and was not recognized by the modern schools of the world? However, as I said before, I believe the essential thing is the qualification of the worker to do the work, and that is what we are seeking to carry forward. If it is God's will that some of these workers, when qualified, shall stand forth in the freedom of the law of the state to practice the healing art of the third angel's message, God will certainly open the way. For the coming year, it seems to us the only consistent thing to do is to move forward in harmony with the recommendations passed at the medical convention and the union conference, which encourage the qualifying of persons with an advanced medical efficiency to work as evangelists. Hence, we shall continue the regular medical evangelistic 3 years course, as it has appeared heretofore in our calendars. It is also thought best to supplement this with 1 year's very thorough instruction for mature students, such as school teachers, Bible workers, graduate nurses, and ministers, who want to secure in a short time all they are capable of taking in of this rational healing art, and combining it with their evangelistic work. We are therefore arranging for the best Bible instructor obtainable to carry that line along equally strong with the medical subjects. The course will embody such subjects as hydrotherapy, practical and theoretical, massage, practical and theoretical, hygiene, physiology, anatomy, dietetics, healthful cookery, healthful dress, the study of diseases and diagnosis, and medical evangelistic methods of fieldwork. Crowding so much into a year will necessarily make the instruction in each subject somewhat brief, and yet the course will be a wonderful help to those who take it, and also in the development of the work. We have asked the conference to release Elder Owen for the Bible work, and he has consented to come. We hope the General Conference and the Union Conference will see their way clear to cooperate with us in furnishing one instructor each for all or part of the course. Already there are quite a number of advanced students applying to enter this course, several of whom are postponing going to a foreign field until they can secure this preparation, although some of them have been in school 2 or 3 years, preparing in Bible lines for work in mission fields. Our capacity is limited. I am sure, if the matter is worked out as the testimonies have suggested, and is properly set before the people, there will be a great rallying, not only of workers now engaged in some part of the work, but likewise of graduate nurses who started in to become evangelists, but have lost their way because the path has not been blazed out sufficiently clear so they could find it. Ought not the Washington School and the College View School to be planning similar courses this coming year? We shall be glad to hear from you quite fully on this particular point. Also, shall anxiously await results of the Council as to what the General Conference decides is wise for our schools to attempt at present in this line. I will enclose extracts from the California law, showing what is open in the way of state recognition for us here, that you may study the matter and be able to counsel us later as to the advisability of our planning to take advantage of the law, that the school may be recognized. Praying the Lord to bless you in this coming council, we remain. Yours in the Master's work. Signed, Burden.